Hello.
Hello. Hello,
Yeah,
good morning. How
hi.
you doing, Suraima?
Good, thank you.
I'm glad to hear you're doing good. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Will you say you are definitely going to vote? You are very likely to vote, you are somewhat likely to vote, or you are not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote.
Likely to be.
And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 and over?
I'm not 65 yet, so whatever I'm, whatever.
Yeah, okay. So that would be 56 to 65, but not 65 yet, correct?
Yep.
And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County, or do you think they are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're in the right direction.
And when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million? That would be 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Not sure. I'll vote for it. I don't know much about it, but it's yeah.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yeah. How much
Definitely?
longer does this last?
It would take about 5 minutes, but I'm gonna make it brief.
Okay, I'll give you 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you would now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would indicate public funds to maintain existing trade and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Sure,
And
yeah, I'll vote for it. Yeah.
okay. And would that be a definitely or a probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, now if you knew this proposal would cost an average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, definitely.
As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost an average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you some opinions. The first opinion says, I prefer this proposal, raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost an average homeowner about $105 per year. Or would you, the following opinion reads, I prefer this proposal, raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost an average homeowner about $70 per year. Or would you say, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year? Or would you say, I oppose to this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
The $90 one.
The $90 one?
Yeah.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm gonna go ahead and I'll read you the options: making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, improvising local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, controlling growth and development, improving public education and local schools, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. On which one would you say they should focus on the most?
The crime one.
Okay, tell me one moment. And you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to go ahead and read you the following opinions. Travis Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, would you be very favorable, somewhat favorable, or somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable regarding this opinion?
Favorable.
And would that be very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay. What about your city or township government? Would you say you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about the Grand Traverse County government? Would you be favorable, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Oh, I'm going to say too fast.
Okay, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would you say you definitely trust, probably not trust, or definitely not trust?
Probably trust.
Okay. And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To increase non-motorized transportation options, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
What about to promote recreational opportunities? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Now, what about to maintain existing trails? Would you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
And would that be a strongly approvement or a somewhat approvement?
Strongly.
Okay. And now, what about to promote local economic development? Would you strongly approve or strongly disapprove or somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. What about to plan and construct new trails? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve, just somewhat. Didn't we go over all these already?
It would be just to confirm them. And what about to protect area space from residential and commerce developments? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And what about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And now what about to promote health and wellness?
You just keep asking the same questions and they're going to look and make sure. strongly approve. I'm just going to say strongly approve on all of them because they're so repetitious. Oh.
Okay. Yes, that will be just for confirmation, ma'am. And now what about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks? It will be, in this case, it will be your opinion, ma'am. Would you like for me to put strongly approve?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. And what about to increase the accessibility to natural areas and open space? Would you strongly approve or strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Oh, no, strongly approve.
Okay. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Yeah, that one. I like that one.
Okay. And you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate each if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this proposal? And now what about the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Would you support this? Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support?
Yeah, much more likely, yeah.
Okay. What about Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes? Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about there will be full public disclosure of all project spending? Would you support this? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The following are reads. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. What about this proposal would keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. What about this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Okay. What about this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Okay. What about trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Yeah, that'd be very convincing.
Okay. What about Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded? This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Yeah, okay. What about $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy? Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Okay. What about in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to promote trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very. How much water do we have? I've got to go poop.
We actually have just about 2 or 3 more minutes, man. We're almost at 60%.
All right, I'm setting the timer for 2 minutes. You can put very convincing on all of these ones.
Put very convincing?
Yep.
Dope. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'll put very convincing. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I think I'd vote yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Okay. Now you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan.
I'm going. You got enough information. I'm going to vote for it, so that's good. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.